وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا حبيبي، حياك الله يا أبا إسماعيل، بارك الله فيك. لا أنسى تي أخي لسيملر تو ذا كوتشنج بيفور. أسيتي أخي بارك الله فيك، the changes in the religions of the Christian and the Jewish, it doesn't matter if the Sikh consider themselves as a Christian or Jewish. So we call them Christian, we call them Jewish. And this have Allah called them even with this big change in their religion. Allah جل وعلا he said, لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم. الآيات. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة وما من إله إلا إله واحد. All these statements was exist in the in since early days even before the person became a prophet and Allah called him Christian and Jewish. You understand? Then regarding the matter of Mary or eating from them, this is a different matter. Look my dear brother, I will try to fix your question to make it more beneficial for yourself. Are we allowed to marry from Al-Kitab? Simple as that. You understand? So I said to you, regarding the Al-Kitab, oh no, this is a different issue. If they say claim themselves as a Christian or Jewish, they are Christian or Jewish. Doesn't matter how this big change happened in their religion. If they still consider themselves as a Isa followers and Moses followers. Simple as that. Then, can Allah to marry the women? Marry the women, akhi, it's connected with a lot of issues. A lot of issues. Not just issue of she's from Al-Kitab or no. No, this is one of the sides. Still have another point on side. For example, are you allowed to marry from a woman? She control on you, divorce you anytime she want and keep you as a husband anytime she want. If she's a Muslim, you are not allowed. What about a kafira? You understand? So this is number one. Why? Because this is conflicting with the Al-Qawama. Qawama al-Rijal wa Qawamuna al-Nisariya is in charge of the women. When you marry this kind of woman, you know, like a toy in her hand. Whenever she wants to kick you, kick you. Whenever she wants to accept you, accept you. It's difficult. This is number one. Number two, ya akhi. In this kind of environment and situation when you marry Ahl Kitab, if she give you children, can you, by the law, or by the environment, by the situation, convert your children to be a Muslims and force them to be a Muslims, or she can't take them because she has the custody and make them Christian as she wishes? Many times in many cases, many situations, I know it, that a Muslim married a Christian, then his children are Christians. He's crying in the end of the day. They became Christians. What can I do? It's your mistake, ya akhi. Your marriage is not allowed from the beginning because conflicting with the main principle of marriage. Al-Qawama. Al-Rijal Al-Qawamuna Al-Nisa. Ya son. Number three, ya akhi. Number three. الله جل وعلا عبر عن نساء الكتاب والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب. الله جل وعلا give us a description for the woman of the kitab, not any كتابية. Must be محصنة. محصنة means she cover. محصنة means she respect the husband. محصنة means she take care of the dignity of the husband. محصنة means she doesn't do zina. محصنة means she obey the husband. Muhsana. Muhsana means a good woman, protected good woman. Not in Kitabiyya. You understand? If this is a condition for the Muslim, what about for Al-Kitab? You understand? And how we can say, obligate on the woman to obey her husband, except if she's Al-Kitab, she's no problem. She's not allowed, not obligated on her to obey. Makes sense? No, absolutely. She wajib on her to obey more than the Muslimah. Because she doesn't know and she doesn't learn. You understand? So we need to combine all these conditions and circumstances to legalize it or to illegalize it. Not general like that. Don't take one side that you like it and you want it. This is desire. Someone take it only from this side and he go for it. You understand? You know? So from this issue, I answer your question. How, ya akhi, you don't accept from a Muslim to disrespect your religion or to disrespect your methodology. What about a wife? No, must have understanding in between both of you. And she must know that. She's not allowed to practice her kufr in the house. She's not allowed to drink khamr in your house. She's not allowed. This is not allowed in my house. Taqillah. Because the purpose for me is to call you to Islam and to make you Muslim. That's why 99.9%, I don't want to say 100%, from the correct marriage with Al-Kitab, it calls for her to be a Muslim. Simple as that. And this is the main purpose of Allah to legalize us to marry what? Ahl-Kitab, because you can control on her and when she's going to be a Muslim. Her children Muslim, her beloved husband Muslim, her environment Muslim. In the end, absolutely she's going to be Muslim. That's why you're not allowed for the male to marry a woman, because he can affect her. You understand? He's a man. هجنا كونفيت تو شرك تو كفر. His children can force him to follow him in his kufr. That's why he's not allowed. From here, you know what's the main purpose for it. You understand? So with all this situation, you understand when it's legal, when it's what? Illegal. Barakallahu fiqh.